Time now for Success Strategies with John Ellsworth, a program designed to help you achieve better control over your dairy business.
Since December of 2008, I've heard a lot of people talking about all the things they can't do. Number one, I can't get my bank on board for the changes I want to make. Number two, I can't seem to get my milk production where I want it to be on a per cow per day basis. Number three, I can't get my feed costs down. They just seem out of control. Please allow me to offer a few suggestions. Number one, whatever the subject, whether you think you can or think you cannot, you're absolutely correct. And number two, having said that, let's shift our focus to what we can control. So what items can we control? Number one, our attitude. Legendary UCLA basketball coach John Wooden said it best when he stated the following: things turn out best for the people who make the best of the way things turn out. End of quote. Additionally, author Lewis Mann said the following, and I quote again, what happens to a man is less significant than what happens within him. End of quote. Number two, our management impact. Are you surrounding yourself with the best advisors at this time? These are difficult times in the dairy industry, and your management team has a wealth of positive experience to offer you. They see the very best and the very worst practices of other dairy operations. Take advantage of both their availability and their knowledge. Think of these people as an investment, not as an expense. Number three, cost controls. I know everybody's thinking about watching every expense item, but have you reviewed every line item in your budget? High milk prices like we saw in 2007 and 2008 can tend to increase some expense areas beyond reasonable levels. Be sure to check these various costs. And also check your labor utilization. Is it being absolutely maximized in your operation? Number four, develop a plan and meet with your banker. Having a plan in place is absolutely crucial. Develop a contingency plan to deal with potential pitfalls of the next 3 to 6 months. The industry will indeed turn around, and when it does, you must be prepared to capitalize on the next upturn. So start planning for that today. And finally, business advisors George Ford and Gordon Lippitt summed it up best when they stated the following, and I quote, some self-confronting questions include the following. Where do I want to be at any given time? How am I going to get there? What do I have to do to get myself from where I am to where I want to be? And finally, what's the first small step I can take to get moving? End of quote. And finally, to summarize, remember, it's hard to start moving when you don't know where you're going, how to move, or if you're going to get there. So set your plan in action today.
Thanks, John. You've been listening to Success Strategies with John Ellsworth. If you'd like to reach John, you may call him at Success Strategies Incorporated in Modesto, California at 209-988-8960 or visit his website at www.success-strategies.com.
For nearly 60 years, Albers Dairy Equipment has been proud to provide a family service to the dairy industry. And today, they continue to help the dairyman's business become more efficient with their innovative ideas, like the self-locking stanchion, now in their third generation and looking forward to many more years of service to dairymen throughout America. Albers Dairy Equipment, the highest quality and value, proudly made in the USA and all from one source. Call toll-free 1-800-872-5441, 872-5441. Albers Dairy Equipment.
We have a very busy week ahead of us yet. The Agriculture Department will announce its preliminary January milk production estimate tomorrow afternoon. Then on Friday morning, we'll get the latest livestock slaughter report and the March Federal Order Class 1 base milk price. Then on Friday afternoon, USDA releases its preliminary January cold storage data. Complete details will be posted on our website as soon as possible. Simply log on to www.dairyline.com and click on today's dairy news. Again, tomorrow we'll talk about the completion of the latest CWT herd removal program on our National Milk Report and Select Sires has its weekly reproductive moment in our second half. That's today's dairy news. I'm Lee Milkey, and this is
America's Dairy Line.